Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, thanks, Madeline, and thanks for joining me for day 5 in our chat about wisdom. This week we have been focused on how do we seek wisdom in our time of meditation, and how do we accomplish all that the Lord has in our life, and how do we live that in such a way that we might be blessed greatly by the Lord. And yesterday we talked about the things that God desires for us to that He wants to give us, His righteousness. He goes on and says in James 1 verse 21, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God that has been planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your soul. And then he says, but don't just listen to God's word, you must do what it says. Now, James gets intensely personal here. He says, otherwise, you're fooling yourself. So there, like every day this week, we want to focus on two words, and that is must do. He says, you must do what it says. And so I want to encourage you that we're not just to read God's word, we're not just to hear God's word, but we are encouraged to go do. Active obedience is the word that we understand best in James chapter 1 when he refers to faith and when he says, don't just take that faith, go do something with it. And he reminds us that if we're not careful, our religion, our faith will be worthless unless we allow God to take that and do something extraordinary with our life. And so with that in mind, I want to ask you today to come to the Lord in preparation for our meditation and be willing to say, Lord, would you give me great wisdom on what I'm to do with my faith today, right now, wherever God has you, whatever He places in front of you today. We're going to come into this time of meditation and join me as we pray. Lord, give each listener this day the courage to activate their faith and to go do what your word says. God, we recognize that you said that the thing that matters most is that we love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and we love others as we're to love ourselves. And so today, would you give every listener the courage that they might go do your word, that they might go live as you have asked us to live and you modeled for us. So in preparation to hear from the Lord, let's get our breathing settled and find a place of quietude, find a place of solitude, and just relax, just wherever you're sitting. If it's in a car over in the side of the road or in a parking lot, or maybe if you're at the gym, get off the treadmill and just find a place where you can sit quietly with your headphones. Maybe you're at home right now, but wherever you're at, just get comfortable. You may want to just close your eyes and make sure you focus on things like your facial muscles, or maybe just the muscles around your eyes, and let them just kind of fall easily and limp. Place your hands where they're most comfortable and let your shoulders fall. Be at ease as we breathe and we leave the confusion and noise of the world and enter into peace and a time with our Creator. Let's breathe. Just breathe again. You ready? And now say to the Lord, God, today I come and ask you to give me wisdom. Would you give me wisdom to know how to go do your word? Would you give me wisdom to go put my faith in action and to live my faith your way, knowing that when I do, that you promise that you will reward me with your righteousness. And so today, my friend, I want you to stop for a moment and just listen to the voice of God as He gives you direction in how to go live His word. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. And I'm back. I know you've enjoyed some time to hear from the Lord and trust that this week, when we focus on James chapter 1 and wisdom, it has been a great benefit to you and that you've been able to have a more focus and directed, and you've even been more productive this week and making sure meditation was a part of your schedule. I encourage you to share these with your friends and join me back as we start a new session next week. It will be in James chapter 2. God bless you. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them hashtag weekday meditation. You can also subscribe to weekday meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.